For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now. In a city where time disappears, we create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big. We go all night. And here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. The Super Bowl took place yesterday in Las Vegas. I never thought I'd say that sentence. The Super Bowl was played in Las Vegas, and it was a classic with the Kansas City Chiefs defeating the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. Only the second time the Super Bowl went into overtime. And I wanted to play for you some post-game sound that we got following the Super Bowl from the most valuable player, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mr. Andy Reid.
I can't even explain what was going through my mind. I was just extreme joy. Didn't even know where to go. But it's so excitement, man. I'm so proud of the team, so proud of the guys, and to battle to the very end. I mean, that was a microcosm of our season. I said it. And everybody came together, and we were able to get the win. Yeah, 100%. I mean, battling through the adversity that we battled through this year, and guys staying with the process, keeping believing. You never know how it's going to happen, and to be able to go play three great teams to get to this game and play another great team and win all those games, it was a true road in the playoffs, and we were able to come through and be Super Bowl champs. Yeah, so it's culture, man. I got brought into this culture. Alex Smith was leading this team. They had the pieces in place, and Coach Reed was the ultimate leader. And I got brought in, and I just kind of try to exemplify that and keep pushing to be even better. And that's why in moments like this, we guys come through, and it truly is special. It really is special just to be able to say we're back-to-back champs. Yeah, I mean, I hope people remember not only the greatness that we have on the field, but the way that we've done it. I mean, I feel like we enjoy it every single day. We have fun. We play hard. And it's not always pretty, but we just continue to fight to the very end. And I know you get fatigue of the team sometimes, of one team winning. But we try to enjoy it and just enjoy the moment that we have together and enjoy just kind of what we can do every single day to bring the best out of each other. I don't know if it was this week, man. I've played with Cole for a long time, man. He's always ready for the moment, and he's someone that continues to practice hard and get better. And obviously, that receiver rotation, we were bouncing around a lot of guys all year long, and those guys just continue to work. And, I mean, just like last Super Bowl, man, it's like you never know who it's going to be. It's about everybody being ready for the moment, and he was ready for that moment in a couple big plays. Yeah, the play call, I think it started because Clyde was the first one to run it, and Trav was the other guy part of it, so it was like Tom and Jerry, you know, that whole thing. That's the concept of the play, and then the motion was the exact same motion that we ran in the Super Bowl last year, and they actually covered it pretty well at first, and then I kind of looked back to them, and that's a little risky always, so I was a little like, hey, let me make sure it's open. But obviously, Coach Reed, man, knows when to call those plays at the right time. Yeah, that was the play. I mean, calling the timeout, I thought was important for us to go over there and discuss what we wanted in that moment. And we all agreed on that play. I knew before the play, it's more of a man design play where Kels kind of comes from behind the line of scrimmage. And I talked to Rasheed about maybe if you can't set the little rub, if you can kind of set up open. And with them being so focused on that, it opened right open for me to run. And I knew I just needed to get a yard. So I actually got down on that one. And we were able to get that first down and keep the drive going. He's one of the best coaches of all time. I believe he's the best coach of all time. I mean, I know he doesn't have the trophies yet, and I have a lot of respect for some of those great coaches. But the way he's able to navigate every single team he has, continue to have success no matter where he's at. And for me, he brings out the best in me because he lets me be me. I think that's important, is he doesn't try to make me anyone else. I don't think I'd be the quarterback that I am if I didn't have Coach Reed being my head coach. Other than that, he wants you to be the best person you can be, and that's something that I think is truly special. Yeah, I think it means more, man. I mean, to be able to battle through that adversity and come out better on the other side, and I think it prepared us for the playoffs. Obviously, we've had a lot of great playoff runs, but this is going to be up there because just the way that we kind of continue to battle whenever times weren't great. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to celebrate tonight. I'm going to celebrate at the parade, and then I'm going to do whatever I can to be back in this game next year and trying to go for that three-peat. So it's an ongoing thing in the NFL. I think Tom said it best, is once you win that championship and you have those parades and you get those rings, you're not the champ anymore. You have to come back with that same mentality, and I learned from guys like that that have been the greatest of all time at the top of the level. That's my mindset, is I'm going to celebrate with my guys because of how we've done this, but then we're going to work our way to get back to this game next year. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is the way we did it. The battle throughout the middle of the season, to continue to have that mindset of we're going to continue to believe, it truly is special. I'm going to try to stop getting down 10 points in these games and make them a little bit easier, but I was proud of how the guys fought. They're all tough. I'm not like one's tougher than the other. It takes your best. And I think for me personally, it was just battling through adversity throughout the season. Whenever the offense wasn't playing like I wanted it to play, and just continue to believe and fight. But I'm not gonna like one's tougher than the other, because all these games are tough, and it takes your best football. Yeah, I mean, it's special. I think it's that championship mindset. I mean, whenever stuff isn't going great, we're gonna continue to fight. And this game wasn't. We had times we weren't playing great, especially the offense, and we were able to step up to the occasion while defense is making those stops. And people are going to talk about the offense. We had those last few drives, but the defense is what kept us in that game, and that's our entire season. They're going to give us chances, and we're going to make it happen when it counts.
I love you, Trav. I love you, dog. Super Bowl champion, baby.
Talk to him. Rasheed Rice. Man, I mean, I think if I would have looked at him at the end of regulation, I might have got a game-winning touchdown there. So he's a guy who wants it. I think that's the biggest thing is he wants to be great. And for someone to be in this offense and learn the offense of Coach Reed and continue to get better and better, I think he's just at the beginning of where he's going to end up being at. And luckily, I don't know if it's lucky for him, but he lives in Texas, so he'll get to see me a lot this offseason as we continue to try to make him one of the top receivers in this league. I mean, that's a great football team, but once we got they stopped and held up to a field goal, our mindset was go win the game right here. Once we got that ball, we fell short in regulation. We're not going to let it do it again. We're going to go out there and win the game. Defense got the stop, and we were able to do that.
All right. Appreciate everybody showing up. What a great experience. I appreciate our guys for the great job that they did, the players and the coaches. Defensively, our guys came out, played their hearts out like they've done all year. Kept us in the game, and then the offense just kind of persevered through it. Tough in the first half, tough sledding, and they did a little better. We did a little better in the second half. And then, obviously, the last drive was a thing of beauty. And all of this, congratulations to the 49ers for being here. Kyle is a great head football coach. The 49ers are lucky to have him. And what a game, right? What a game. It could have gone either way, and it was just one of those games. I feel fortunate to have been on the positive side of it. Anyways.
Bye, Coach. Over here. Right.
All right, bye.
Where do you compare the feeling of this versus
the Yeah, it's a little bit surreal, but back-to-back is rare air for this football team and this organization. So I got asked so many times as a dynasty. I don't know what a dynasty. I mean, you guys, you have the thesaurus. So, I mean, you figure it out. But it's a great win. It's because I know how hard it is to do, and then how hard the season was, the ups and downs of the season, and how proud I am of the guys for just hanging with each other, staying positive with each other. The defense, the young guys grew up, but nobody ever pointed fingers at the offense when the offense was growing, and it all kind of came together during the playoffs and worked out well. And great leaders, and Patrick and Chris and Trav, and the job that they've done. They're passionate players, man, and I love that. And even if they chest bump me to the other side of the 50, I mean, I appreciate it. I just love that the guy wants to play and wants to be in there playing. And he knows I love that. So he makes me feel young. All right. Yeah, because he works hard at it, and he run like a son of a gun. He's fast. And so we were able to hit him on the deep one. We didn't capitalize on it with the fumble, but we came back at the end and we've got another corn dog to work for, so, yeah. I loved what he did. So we struggled, and a lot of it was drops. A lot of it was penalties. And then Rasheed was growing, and he was getting better every week. Once that took place, and we eliminated those things, or at least minimized them, better things happen. And it's great to have Rasheed opposite Kels. It's tough to double Kels when you have that guy that can kind of work inside the numbers there along with him. And that's a territory that Pat loves to strike. So it's, it worked out well. Yeah. Yeah, he caught me off balance. I wasn't watching. He, cheap shot, but that's all right. He did good. He was really coming over. Just put me in. I'll score. So that's really what it was. Well, I love that. I mean, it's not the first time. So I appreciate him.
Right here. Go ahead. Louder.
Yes. Yeah, listen, he's a phenomenal football coach. And so He just has a great feel for it. He's got good staff and he's got good players to go along with it. Most of all, he's a great teacher. So that when you have young guys like we've had, that whole staff has done a great job of teaching, but he leads the parade on that. So he, what a heck of a year. Sure. Yeah, well, that's the value of Mike Frazier. I mean, he does a great job with that. And so, there's two ways you can go with it. You can either kick it off or you can receive it. And I'm not sure there's a right answer necessarily. Ours was ended up being the right one, but that easily could have gone the other way. So, that's what we felt was the right thing to do. I'm never going to question Kyle because he's brilliant. And that was just something that we chose and through our studies we felt was important. Yeah, I think you guys can appreciate him. You get to see him, what he is. I mean, there's no facade there. He comes to work every day, humble, wanting to be great, challenges the guys around him to be great every play, and never flinches. You drop the ball, we'll get the next one. Or listen, I need you in this spot right here. It's not like chewing them out or any of that bit. And likewise with the penalties. Okay, well, let's keep our hands tighter. Let's not grab. So, but he's that's the way he operates. A pleasure to coach. Absolute pleasure to coach. Yeah, we haven't called for a couple more, and it just didn't work out. They doubled them early, and then we came back to them in the second half and had them rub off of people, so kind of do combination routes, a couple were with Rasheed and then with MVS. So, we were able to get him going. We know we need to get him the ball. We need to get Pacheco the ball, and then four of the ball, so Rice the ball. So, we were struggling on first downs. We weren't doing very good on first downs. It was all over the place at first. And we're going backwards, actually. So that's not good against a team like this. Yeah, so those things, just the working combination routes, and we were able to get them into space and away from any possible double teams. So that's what took place, yeah.
Four more, right here, sir.
Yeah, listen, I mean, this is a tough profession, which we all know, competitive. I mean, the parity in this league is ridiculous. And so to watch your guys work and focus and all that, I mean, you just appreciate it. I think the older you get, you probably appreciate that also. I mean, I appreciate the first one because it took me 1,000 years to get into a Super Bowl. So, and at least be able to hold that Lombardi trophy. So, I appreciate every day that I have to do this. I work for a great owner and ownership family. Between Mark Donovan, Veach, and myself, we're lucky to be Kansas City Chiefs. And so that part feels good. And then we have a good locker room and we have good coaches. Yeah, he was emotional today. So I get it. I mean, listen, I had five kids, so I get how that goes. The part I love is he loves to play the game, and he wants to help his team win. I mean, it's not a selfish thing. That's not what it is, and I understand that. And so as much as, he bumps into me, I get after him, and we understand that. He just caught me off balance.
He led.
Yeah, he was cut and we brought him back. And that's a tough thing. That's tough to handle mentally. And he came in with a positive attitude and just said, hey, I just want to help you guys win. and we kind of know what he does best. And, you know, Nagy does a great job of putting him in positions, and really he's got that mastered with that kid, where to put him and how to use him. So you saw that. You saw it tonight. Yeah.
Last three, right here, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I thought we had something there that was good. Now, sometimes you've got to evaluate it. So if the other team's been out there a long time and they've had a long drive, you kind of look at the guys and you go, listen, we might want to just keep this thing going and not give them a rest, the other team a rest. And so as long as you have something good in the pocket there. So we felt we did, and, you know, we thought we had them kind of thinking there a little bit, and it worked out okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I didn't say a whole lot, just keep going. Halftime, it was, we're right there. It feels, when you're in the Super Bowl, you're down by 7 points, it feels like 20. And so you got to just kind of calm it down, and we're right there. We're getting the ball to start the second half, and everybody just hang with each other, and good things can happen. So, and that was kind of the message. The guys were saying that. Three of them talked the night before. Kels, Chris, and Pat, and they did a great job of communicating that. You know, it's a brotherhood. Stick together. You know, we're playing a good football team. There are going to be highs and lows in this thing. Just hang together, and good things will happen. And that's what they did.
Last one, Charles.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I haven't had time to think about it, but yeah, sure. Huh? I mean, I get asked that, so, you know, I'm mad at Belichick and Pete because now I get asked all those questions. All right,
that was Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid after the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers, who once again win the Super Bowl, their third Super Bowl in 5 years. Let's leave it there for now. When we come back, we will hear from the San Francisco 49ers about that tough loss. When we come back right here on the Mightier 1090 in Southern California, the Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now. In a city where time disappears, we create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big, we go all night, and here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the Arash Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California. 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network. As we just touched on in the previous segment, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers last night in the first ever Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Again, still an amazing sentence to say, the Super Bowl being played in Las Vegas. It was only the second overtime game in Super Bowl history. Wanted to now play for you some sound from the San Francisco 49ers post-game as we were there, myself, Steve Karp, Michael Duarte. Let's now hear from San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy, and 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Yeah, it was two real good teams. Went back and forth throughout the whole game, and both teams played their asses off. But and then they got it done.
What are your emotions?
I mean, we all hurt. I mean, everyone knows how it feels, and don't have a lot of words for it. But obviously, we're hurting. Our team's hurting, but that's how it goes when you put yourself out there. I'm real proud of our guys for no regrets with our team. I thought our guys played so hard today. Not everything was perfect by no means, but I'm going to lose with a group of guys. It's do with those guys anytime. And we'll take some time. We'll get over this and come back next year ready to go.
By the way, your offensive possession ended in overtime. Obviously, you wanted a touchdown. What went wrong where you guys couldn't get through there?
On the third down? It looked like there was a protection bust up the middle. We were going to Juwan. I know it looked like Juwan killed him. One pretty good, but Chris Jones got loose in the middle. I think there was a mistake, not sure, but also he's a hard guy to block.
It looked like you thought about it, maybe going for it there in the field goal, or was that at all hesitation whether to kick the field goal there?
No, we never thought about there, fourth and four. I mean, even if we do go and score, they still can go down and match it. And so, no, there wasn't a thought there. It's just something we talked about with, you know, that none of us have a ton of experience of it, but we went through all the analytics and talked with those guys, and we just thought it'd be better. We wanted the ball third. If both teams matched and scored, we wanted to be the ones who had the chance to go win, and we got that field goal, so we knew we had to hold them to at least to a field goal, and if we did, then we felt it was in our hands after that.
It looked like your defense was pretty gassed at that point in the game. Did that go factor into the decision-making at all to give them a little bit of rest?
No. No, we decided that before.
And how, how's Kittle and Drake Greenlaw, the guys that had to come out?
Greenlaw tore his Achilles. I'm not sure about George. You know, it was a shoulder thing. He couldn't go there at the end. Was a little bit off and on, but he was playing through a lot of pain there and then.
You went out to try to shake Andy's hand, but then didn't. Is that just because you saw it? He was going to take some time?
No, we talked on Monday. I mean, last year, or when we played each other last time, it was, you know, took about 25 minutes to actually shake his hand, so we both talked on Monday that regardless of who won, I mean, I love Andy, I'm tight with Andy, and we talked, both of us are going to do that because it's too hard to get to each other after these Super Bowls.
After all these hard losses you've had in years, what did you tell your team after this one? Anything different? Any different tone to
lose? No, there's nothing different to say. I mean, I don't care how you lose when you lose Super Bowls, especially ones you think you can pull off, it hurts, but I mean, I think, I don't know, when you're in the NFL, I think every team should hurt except for one at the end. We've gotten pretty damn close, but we haven't pulled it off, and we're hurting right now, but doesn't take away from how proud of our guys I am. I'm real proud of them today, too. That's part of sports, it's part of football, it's part of life. But I'm glad we put ourselves out there, and I love our team, and we'll recover, and we'll be back next year strong.
How do you assess your offense in this game?
What's that?
How do you assess your offense in this game?
How do I what?
Assess your offense.
I mean, each play is different.
How do you think Brock played? He was definitely moving around, using his legs. Was that an emphasis to try to get him outside a little bit?
No, I mean, we called a couple bootlegs and stuff, which is, I mean, you do that on that, but, I mean, that's what Brock does. Brock scrambles, he makes some plays, and, I mean, we knew it would be like that, just going, I mean, that was the toughest defense we've been against this year. We knew it going into the game. I mean, that's a good group. I mean, the way they mix up the blitzes and stuff and the two shell coverages, they're tough against the run, and the man coverage they played was tough, but that's why they haven't given up 27 or more than 27 this year. So we had our chances, needed to score a couple touchdowns, and we didn't, but I was happy with Brock.
Hell, you did go for it on the 4th-and-3 earlier. Is that... Does Mahomes factor into that? Like, we have to score more?
Oh, yeah, 100%. That isn't probably something normally would do, but thought it was the right thing in that situation.
Kind of your special teams had some good moments, but there are obviously the two big gaps there. How hard is it to kind of swallow those, and what was your view of those two things?
I mean, I saw the ball bounce, and it hit off Luter. And so, I mean, yelling Peter, I don't know. I can't hear it out there. So it looks like he didn't hear it either, and the ball took a bad bounce and got him. And I didn't actually see what happened on the blocked field goal. I'm not sure there. But, yeah, those are some tough plays.
You got away from the run game a little bit in the third quarter. What was your thought process there?
I didn't get away from the run game. You go three and out, and you don't get drives. So it's didn't get away from it. We just didn't stay on the field.
How'd you feel at halftime with that lead? You got the trick play touchdown. It's obviously going to be a tight game. How were you feeling with things?
There was no feeling at halftime. I mean, we didn't feel like we had a lead. Big lead was 0-0. We could have been up a lot more and not felt any different or down. There's a whole another half of football to play.
On the final play, Kyle, did you have a good view of it? Did Logan stall getting over to cover Harden?
I didn't have a good view of it. I'm not sure who it was, but I'm not sure. I thought Brock did a good job, gave us a chance to win. I mean, same as always. He's unbelievable. Yeah, we just threw a screen to Juwan, and threw it back to Christian. That's a play that a lot of teams run. We've ran it in the past a number of times, and thought it looked good today. And the guys did a hell of a job making that play. No, that's not why we did it. We decided before just, you know, the way we're going to go, just discussing it. We don't have a lot of experience in that. And our biggest thing was we knew both teams were going to get the ball at least once. So we wanted to make sure if we won the toss, we wanted to be the team who got it the third time. I mean, looked pretty good at the beginning. Got them to a third and one, a fourth and one. I mean, we had a number of guys go down. But, I mean, that's what those guys do. They're real good at it.
As far as consideration that you gave, when you think you feel a little
more comfortable going through? None. Yeah, fourth and four, I mean, you go for it and get a touchdown, they still got another chance. You don't get it, and then they just got to go down and kick a field goal.
What was the injuries factor in for you guys? It looked like Kittle was going to do something that obviously could drain.
Injuries are part of the game. They're always a big deal. I mean, it's always tougher when you lose good guys like that. Hopefully I'll spend a little time with him tonight. We'll see how it goes. But, I mean, you don't say a lot. There's not much to say. You let guys deal with it. You got to feel this. It's not something that just words or anything makes it feel better. You sit there and you deal with it, and you got to do that for a while. But, man, I'm so proud of Brock, how he shows up every week, how he plays. He had an unbelievable year, and he did a hell of a job today.
How often do you let yourself feel this before you move on to the next season?
I don't give myself a time limit. I'll deal with it the next couple days, next couple weeks, and when it's time to work, which will be sooner than later with how these seasons go, but we'll be ready. We'll come back, and we'll constantly be working on it throughout the whole offseason. And this is my second game as a head coach, but I think when you go against guys like Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes, you better never feel comfortable with the lead. I mean, those are two of the best players to ever play the game, and that's why whether you have a lead or you're down points, those guys are always in it. You watch them all the time do that stuff.
Take two more. You've talked about not wanting to have regrets on the stage. Can you tell right now, do you have any regrets about
when we go through football, like, and you watch it as part of our job, I mean, any play that doesn't work, you always think about that. But in terms of, like, everything that we try to do, we try to prepare as hard as we can. And we try to go in there and do exactly what we think's right based off our preparation, what's going on in that game, and try to make what I can't live with is when I do stuff that I didn't plan on doing or that I didn't do and second guess myself. And I'm proud of what we did today as a coaching staff and as players in terms of we worked and we did everything that we planned on doing. We just didn't get it done. And any play that didn't work out, yeah, you always look at that stuff. But that's how every game is, and that's what we work at. What's that? Who do I what? I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here and just how long an NFL season is, going through January and all the way into February. So our guys, I heard for the most.
Yeah. I mean, they brought zero and was trying to get the ball to JJ. That's what was hurting me, just knowing that, yeah, we're going to execute the field goal, trusting Jake and all the guys on special teams, but obviously their offense is really good. Mahomes is really good, and you just don't want to give an opportunity, you know, to go down and win the game off a touchdown. So when I wasn't able to connect with him, it hurt. So, yeah. Man, it was just tough. I feel like first and second down was tough. I feel like it was like third and long. I have to be better on first and second down, taking what they have given me, and I feel like they were just sticky across the board when they played man coverage and stuff. So that was another challenge. I just feel like on third down, I have to execute better. For our defense to give us that many stops like they did, and then for us to go three and out and not do anything with those opportunities, that's what hurts me. So.
You don't have any words that help at this time. You kind of just got to sit with it and experience that. But what did you guys say to each other when you first went into the locker room?
I mean, a lot of guys are quiet. I mean, a lot of guys are still quiet right now. Not a lot has been said. It just hurts. You know, we have the team, obviously, to do it, to win the whole thing and come up short like that. You know, the way things have been the last couple of years here, everyone wanted it so bad. So I think we're still trying to sort of gather, you know, our thoughts and everything right now. But everyone in that locker room loves each other, I tell you that.
All week you talk about touchdowns, not field goals.
Yeah, I think so. When you have a good offense like the Chiefs do and what Mahomes can do, for us it's like, all right, we have to, score touchdowns. And we had opportunities to do so, I think. Shot ourselves in the foot with, just penalties and the operations and stuff. So I got to be better in terms of, leading the guys and just, I think how I handle things in the huddle and telling them, what to expect, stuff like that. So. But yeah, at the end of the day, I think we have the team, the offense to score touchdowns, and I think I failed to put our team in position to do that.
Rock, what do you think you personally? What attributed that start to you?
Did you say it again? Sorry.
Slow start to the second half. What attributed it to that?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm not gonna lie. I think first and second down we just got to be better. You get into these third and longs, and it's tough to convert in those kind of situations. So just got to be better. I think first and second down, there's just a couple plays where I feel like defense, got the stops like they needed to. And then our first like couple plays were, just either negative or we're not moving the ball. So it's as simple as that.
How much do you
I don't think so. In that moment in overtime, it was pretty, I think, quick. Just, all right, we came down here and, let's get points, kick a field goal, and then trust our defense to do what they can do. And so that's where our mindset was at. I think earlier in the game, it was like, all right, we needed it. We needed to score in that moment. And so we were aggressive with it and went for it. So.
Brock, how much do you hurt for Kyle, who's had his share of Super Bowl disappointment?
Yeah. Obviously it sucks, man. You want to win it for that kind of guy, and he's a great coach. Everybody wants to go to war with that guy. The way he handles himself and carries himself, like, we want to win for him. And obviously the older guys, the vets, Trent Williams, Eric Armstead, like all the guys that have been through it, man, you want to win for him. So, but it starts with coach, man. That's who I hurt for, and I hurt for all the other guys. Our whole team, what we've been through the last year hasn't been easy. And, for it to go like that, where it's close at the end, and it's tough, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. No, they're celebrating, and yeah.
What did you think of Patrick's performance and just watching him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of the best to ever do it, honestly. Makes plays, and obviously he's got a great arm and stuff, but I just feel like, the way he moves and his pocket movement and being able to run the ball when his offense needed it. And more than anything, man, he's a competitor. And like we said going into this game, man, like, you just don't want to let him have the ball, because he can obviously do a lot of damage with it. And so he's a baller.
Rock, as you become a veteran at this league, what do you think you
would learn
from this
whole experience? Yeah, man, the first thing that comes to mind is just, like, when you have an opportunity like we did, to to really, you know, put some points up on them and take it. You got to take it, man. It's a Super Bowl. We got a good team in the Chiefs on the other side, and you know, I think we had opportunities to do that, and we all fell short of it. And I think that's what eats at me, is I feel like we could have sort of, we had our opportunities, man, to, I think, sort of lap them and get up on them, and I think we failed to do that. So moving forward with my career, and you know, if you get blessed enough to get in this kind of position again, you think you have to understand that and not, learn the hard way. I mean, yeah, but you know, for us, it's whatever kind of game we need to do as an offense. Like, we're willing to do it. So if it's a shootout, we're willing to do that. If we got to protect the ball and trust in our defense, we're willing to do that too. So, yeah, yeah. I feel like they play a little bit more man than we thought. You know, we just didn't know exactly how they were going to play us, and we thought maybe just play zone, two shell, like a lot of teams do. But, you know, they did a good job, I think, of stopping the run when they needed to, and then man up, and you know, they did their job on third downs. So I think they did a pretty good job of playing man. So, yeah.
Bro, Carl said that you'll be back next season. Do you think you can go this time?
Yes, 100%. I mean, that's the mindset every year. I think we have the team to do it. That's what's tough about all this, man, is it's a long season, and there's a lot of stuff that you go through, and but at the end of the day, we all have the mindset of being able to do it. So, yes.
Howdy.
You said all week it was about touchdowns, not field goals. Do you think that's what it really came down to?
I think both teams had plenty of opportunities. Our defense was playing really well in the first half. Our offense couldn't. You know, we sputtered a little bit. And then when you play a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes with a good offense, you got to put up touchdowns, not field goals.
How do you think your young quarterback played under the spotlight?
I thought he did a great job. So just throughout the game, you know, I haven't watched the tape or anything like that, but Brock seemed like his normal self, you know, delivering the ball when he needed to, put it in tight coverages. I think Brock played a hell of a game. I really haven't thought about it yet.
How are you feeling? What happened in the game?
Something I'll have time to deal with. It's an upper body injury for my hockey guys. Besides that, need a little help, and I think Charlie came in and did a fantastic job. You know, he got him all the way down there. I was just ready for that moment, and you know, at this point, I couldn't, you know, play every single play. I had an opportunity to get back in there late, but obviously it wasn't enough.
George, did you guys sputtering offensive end against penalties and the turnover, especially in the first quarter? Did you guys have a sense that you should have had, you know, a bigger lead going into the half or even at the end of the first quarter than what you had?
I mean, I think when you go back and look at the tape, I think that's what you're going to want to say. It's football. The ball doesn't bounce your way sometimes. They're a really good team. So, like I said over there, you got to score touchdowns if you want to, you know, win these games and beat the Chiefs.
Hey, can you put into words just how disappointing this is, considering getting back here, how good this team is, to be so close to winning it all?
I think you just answered your own question.
In your words, though, I mean.
You know, you train all season. Train all off season. Every day you put in for the work. Go to OTAs, training camp. You know, just it's a long, long season. It's a long year. And whatever week we're on, what, 27? Something like that. You know, we've been playing football since late July. And to come up short of a goal, of a dream, it's not fun.
All right, that was San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy, George Kittle talking about that tough loss in the Super Bowl. That's all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe. Stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing. Currency chasing worldwide through the hard times. Worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.